Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Sunday. This is Good Deeds. We just welcome you to another episode of Good Deeds. We love you. You know we love you. You know what we do here? We help other people share their message, their vision, their dreams, of course, their passions to the world. You know we do that so many ways through the radio and television show, through teleconferences, through telesummits, through webinars, through live events and productions. We just love you. You know, just can't wait till January. We have some awesome things planned for you. The second week in January, we actually have a Passion and Purpose Conference. You know, you can go to our website and check out the information, www.thrive, that's T-H-R-I-V-E-N-I-N, 365.com. And we actually have another conference on the third week. It's actually spiritual based, that we can encourage the believers that we need to stand firm with the armor of God, which is his word, okay? But you know, we love to bring you information that you can be educated, that you can motivate and inspire other people, and of course, to make a wise decision. You know, life does have ups and downs. Life does have distractions, obstacles, but you know what? I always say this, you can't stop. You got to get it. You have to be encouraged. You have to motivate, and you have to motivate and encourage yourself at times. We have to stay in the word. We have to do our affirmations, have our mantras. We have to have our confessions, because distractions will come. We know it; they will form, but they will not. They will not actually have victory, because you know we have victory in Him and Him only. And we have an awesome, 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 beautiful young lady with us today. She, the thing is, we have so many things that goes on in our life that we overcome. But we need to, we need to tell somebody, because we are, our testimony helps other people. It helps us as well, because we actually are healing as we hear things that we're saying, that we say the awesome thing that God has done in our lives. But we have an awesome, awesome young lady here with us, and we don't want to delay anything. We actually have an awesome young lady with us. She's an author. She's a woman of God. She's a wife. She's a mother. You know all the things that we ladies, we have a lot of things to do, but, you know, God gives us the grace that we can continue to do his will and his will only. We have the author, LaShawn Dobbs, here with us with Good Deeds, and we want to welcome her to Good Deeds. LaShawn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Dr. Renee Sunday.
welcome to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. She's a wonderful lady. But listen, we don't want to delay, because her website, you guys got to check out her social media. It's all done in the spirit of excellence. But please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
As stated, my name is LaShawn Dobbs. I am a wife. I am a mother of three. I am a woman of God. That God has given me is God's vessel. I am his vessel because he uses me. I don't do anything in my own strength or in my own power. So I am an author, and I am also a publisher. And the publishing company that God has birthed through me just recently is Divine Purpose Publishing. And our motto is writing with a purpose, because there's many a times that we do things in life, but what is the purpose behind it? So Divine Purpose Publishing, the purpose behind our writings are to minister to those who's looking for answers from God, just ministering on behalf. So that's the newest thing that's going on in my life. I just recently published my second book, I Am Free, and then birthed the publishing company, Divine Purpose Publishing, and did my first book that's not my own, but I went ahead and published someone else's book that just also came out this past Friday. So that is very exciting for me.
Well, I love it. I'm a big person on branding and colors.
Yes.
I love your colors. Oh, my God. And people don't realize what the different shades of the purple and the yellows and all that mean. Please look that up. I actually talk about that in Media Exposure, a little webinar that I did in the platform. But people, and I didn't know this. Let me tell you about me, LaShawn. See how God just orchestrates stuff. I didn't know with my brand, with the oranges and the yellow, what it means as energy that you bring people to the light. I'm like, okay. But I love the colors that God has given you. And I really love that everything, you know, that you have shown is the spirit of excellence. And I thank you for that example, because we need that, especially in publishing and all the things that we do. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I love the name, that name, oh, my God, because it's a lot of things out there, but we have to make sure that it's done, and, you know, like I continue to say, in decency and order and a divine appointment. With your publishing company, because people don't want to know this, what type of genres are you accepting? And are you accepting new submissions? Because the beginning of the year, we want to make sure we get our books out there.
Yes, I'm definitely accepting new submissions, and they're Christian books, because the company is literally the purpose of Divine Purpose Publishing is to pull out of you what's on the inside of you that's been laying stagnant, that's just been lying dormant. The purpose of it is to push you into purpose. So it is a Christian company because the writings are for ministering. It's a ministry. So I don't even like to say that it's a company. It is, yes, but it's also ministry, and it's writing with a purpose, even down to the very name of the ministry. When God gave it to me, he said divine. He said the two I's in divine are lowercase because you have to remember to stay humble and go low at all times. So everything that he orchestrates, he does for a divine purpose and a reason. So I just thank him and bless him for the company that he has entrusted in my hands so that others can birth forth what he has placed on the inside of them.
That's powerful. That's powerful. You know, I want to say this because the people, you know, LaShawn, I try my best not to say the word competition. I just don't like that word. But people need to realize we need to come together. We need to collaborate because, you know, I'm a publisher as well, but I just love sending people to different publishers. I tell people you have to go where your spirit leads you.
Yes.
Because, you know, because I do certain type of book. You know, I hate to say it, we're working on one book that's kind of way out there. To me, it's erotica almost. But let me tell you, this person's in the book goes to 180. And that's what we need to realize. When we come into God, we actually turn our whole self is changed to a whole new person. And so I understand with you about the Christian books, but I had to kind of say, okay, wait a minute now, because what we need to do, just like Jesus did, go into all parts of the world, because we want to make sure that we let everybody have a voice. So I commend you that, and you said that kind of quick, but I want to bring that back, ladies and gentlemen. She actually said the first, correct me if I'm wrong, the first book you published, what even your book?
Yes, the first
under your publishing company.
Yeah, under my publishing company is actually someone else's book. Yes.
Now, her two eyes, and I love that. I may say that when I speak. The two eyes, she said, and divine. I said, wait a minute, my eyeballs are open. I'm like, oh, I love that. Like she said, you have to be humble. Let me tell you, you be humble. God, I mean, really, people that God can trust you, and of course, man, you know, man can say, okay, wait a minute, this lady does have the light that she's speaking of. It is evident in what she's doing in her life, in her family, in her ministry, and the things that she says line up with the behavior. So you just blew me when you said it, because most of the time, and I'm transparent. The first book I did was my book. But you know what? That takes a very humble person, that is amazing. God truly, truly bless you for doing that, because, you know, and we need to do this. This is how I'm taught in my church, that we need to be truthful with our first fruit. When we have first fruit, that you are being humble. humble in that. And you know what? You, girl, you better watch out, because you have been humble for the first fruit that's coming out of your business is not even yours. You have been humble, and God, oh, girl, you better watch out. I'm sorry, you guys, I had to go, but God, I had to say that, because you have to be humble in the things that God's give you in charge of. So LaShawn Dobbs, that is just amazing that you listened to what God said and you walked it out and you did what he commanded you to do.
Yes. A lot of times we look at it and we're saying, oh, it's not easy. Even with the Christian publishing, you know, someone had asked me if I can publish a book, you know, of one of their family members. And sometimes we want to say yes, you know, but it's not my company. I have to do, you know, I have to do what God says, but I can always refer them over to you, you know, and that's the thing about connecting with people. I may not have what you need. I may not be able to do it where I'm at, but guess what? I know someone who can do it for you. You know what I mean? I know someone who can help you, and that's what it's about, networking and connecting with other people. We cannot do this on our own. We're all called to minister to a specific group. That's just how I feel. We're called to minister to a specific group. I can't do for the ones that you're called to. I can't do for them. I don't have your anointing. You know, I don't have what you bring to the table. So because of that, whoever's called to you, how do I look saying, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to try to work it like Dr. Renee Sunday. No, I don't have that anointing. But this powerful woman of God, Dr. Renee Sunday, she has the anointing to do this. She has the, you know, just to refer them over to who can help them. And that's what it's all about, and we need to get back to that.
Girl, you just all over that. LaShawn, that is powerful. And then I try to tell people, you know, okay, if you think of the sun, the moon, or even a circle, or even a pizza, everybody has their part.
Yes.
And God knows what he's doing. He's a masterpiece of everything. I mean, we stay, my spiritual mom always say, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
That is powerful. Now, she's still being so humble here. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the awesome occasions that you actually have birthed.
Okay. The title of my first book is Broken But Now Healed. And Broken But Now Healed is my literary debut, and it came out in October of 2013. So that was my first book. And Broken But Now Healed is basically, it's about my life. And although it's my life, it's so many people's story, it's definitely transparent. All the way through, I'm just completely honest, that tell you how it is kind of attitude, you know, and, it, you know, I give it to you raw, and it is what it is kind of thing, because I want the readers to know that I'm real just like you're real. I bleed just like you bleed. I've been through just like you've been through. And if God can take me through sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, and spiritual abuse, and heal me and make me whole, he can do the same thing for you.
What the song say, Ty Tribbett, if he did it once, he'll do it again.
Yes.
I think that's the name of it. But we have
to
believe that. We need to believe. And you know, people think I'd be, you know, kind of just saying a cliche, but you got to believe it. If you believe, and then when you pray, you believe what you pray, and it will come,
yes.
It'll come to pass.
Yes, it will.
That's amazing. And the key is what you just said so awesomely, because I'll be honest, and I'm going to step on somebody's toes by saying this, we as people in the church have been so not transparent, I guess I use that word, but I love that you're being very transparent to tell us the good and the bad, and as you say, raw, I like that word, because
yes.
We need to know those things, because whoever's reading that, whoever actually, you know, get the copies of your book, or someone shared it with them, that's where they at. It's very similar. When people do a testimony, people don't realize somebody is listening and say, oh, wait a minute, okay, she talking about me. How
yes.
she know about what I'm going through? You know what I'm saying? And we need to be more free, as you said, free. I love that. that we actually don't hide behind the accolades that we have and don't be transparent to let people know we are real. We go through the same things and the celebrities. They go through the same, actually sometimes even more, because whatever, they say if you had a love of money, when you get more money, if you haven't solved that, if God hadn't taken care of that concern, it's going to be worse the more money you have.
Yes. It definitely is. That's so true.
Lord have mercy. But you know, guys, we are at our halftime mark here. What we're going to do is, Arthur LaShawn Dobbs is going to hang out with us, but we're going to make sure our sponsors are happy, and we'll be right back. And then let me say this. We're going to go into another book that Arthur LaShawn Dobbs has done, and I want her, she's going to speak to us and let us know, because we have had one of those abuses. Now, you can say you haven't. Some people have had emotional. Some people have had physical. And some people have had spiritual abuse. We have had some kind of not good situation. That's what I'm saying. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And she's going to speak to the hearts of the people that we actually can go from this day with an expiration date of what we're dealing with. And we'll be right back. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deed.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're having an awesome, awesome, awesome conversation with Arthur LaShawn Dobbs. She's telling us the real deal. I love the word she says, raw, and it's being transparent. And earlier we talked about how humble she is. The first book from her publishing company was actually a fellow author, not even herself. And that's professionalism. That's gratitude, and that's just amazing to be able to hear what God says and walk it out. But, LaShawn, I want to let's talk a little bit more about your other publication that you have.
The newest one is the newest book that just came out the end of November is titled I Am Free. And a lot of times when people see the title, because I've already done a book about myself, they assume, oh, she's telling us more dirt. No, this one's not about me. I Am Free is about you. So whenever someone picks up that book, I Am Free, it's to deal with the weeds in your own life. It's to deal with the different things that you have suppressed from the abuse, whether it's mental, emotional, sexual, physical, spiritual, any of those types of abuse. It's to deal with the roots that has taken place in your life that is stagnating you from moving forward to the purpose that God has called you in. So I Am Free is, it's a book, but it's also, I use the word workbook, but I really don't like the word workbook because it's more of like an interactive book. It's not so much a workbook as it is an interactive book. As you read, because a lot of times we could read anything. We could read the Word of God but not retain it. We could read the Word of God, close the Bible, and forget that quickly what we have read. But when we have something guiding us through and asking us questions along the way, it's going to stick to you. It's going to bring substance. And that's what I Am Free is about. As you're reading, you're plucking up those roots, and then there's questions to go along with it. Okay, well, who were you abused by? You know, what damage did you see in your life? There's prayers. There's a couple of poems that I also put into I Am Free, poems that were given to me in the wee hours of the morning, given to me as I, like, opened my eyes that morning. Holy Spirit would give me a poem, and I put those poems in there as well. One of the poems are Authentically Me. Let's get to the root of who we really are. also talks about dealing with insecurity. There's so much in I Am Free, and I Am Free is a little bit, you know, a little bit shorter than Broken But Now Healed, but everything that you're going to get, everything that you get out of I Am Free is literally going to set you free as long as you open up yourself to receive.
That's powerful. But because, you know, like we said a little bit earlier, everybody has had some kind of concern, some kind of obstacle. I mean, we're living here on Earth, so, okay, we're going to have issues, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
They will form, but they will not take us over because we already have, you know, victory in the Lord. But, you know, this is what I Am Free would do for you. Like she said, you know, a lot of times we, and that's so true, LaShawn, great. I really thank God for putting that into you. We'll read something. Read about two or three times sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But when
yeah.
we start writing down and answering the questions, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to be convicted about that myself. Let me tell you, because I'm very transparent. I'm going to tell you. I went to medical school, went there, you know, with all my training, you know, we'll say 13 years almost with, you know, elementary, you know, all that. But when it comes to the Word of God, you don't just change up and just read it. You know, God had to tell me, wait a minute, you took notes all them years, writing it five or six times to learn all that. So you got to do the same thing with the Word of God. You have to write. We're not trying to say we're writing it down to be able to just repeat out and let people show to the world that, oh, I know five scriptures and by heart, by, you know, even the A and the D of the scripture. What it is, as you write stuff down, become interactive, like LaShawn Dobbs said so wonderfully, it actually gets into your mind. It actually gets into your heart. And next thing you know, whatever's in your heart, guess what? It's going to come out. So that's just powerful, like you, the interactive book, because you have to, you know, and I'm talking from what I've heard from people that have been through physical and emotional abuse. They say that it took them a long time, LaShawn, to actually say the person's name and more to even write it down. But when they wrote it down, it was like an elephant came off their chest when that happened.
Yes. Yes, from experience, I can definitely agree. I can definitely agree with that. Just hearing the name, you don't even have to talk about that person, but just hearing the name, you know, if Paul did you wrong and you just hear the name Paul, I'm not even talking about the Paul that hurt you, but you just hear the name Paul and it just takes you back to that place of hurt, that place of pain, then that means you're not delivered. That means you are not healed from that yet. And a lot of times we want to suppress it and act as if we are, I can move on with my life, I'm fine, you know, that was then, this is now kind of mentality. I know because I've been there. When I was sexually abused, mentally, all the abuse that I went through, that was what I would do. I would block it out and I would move on and I would tell myself that I'm fine. Free, but the whole time I was in bondage because what I went through was suppressed on the inside of me, and I was walking around like a ticking bomb, ready to explode.
That's powerful. Wow, that is powerful, and that's what we have to go through. You know, LaShawn, I actually have written a book about grief, and that's the same. We every situation we in, we have to go through that grieving process. We all can say it when someone passes away, but whenever a situation comes in our life that's not good, that we don't like, that has made us feel bad and indifferent, I will say that way, you have to go through that process. You have to have that elephant coming off your chest experience to be able to move forward. Just like you say, if you don't, guess what? You're going to walk around looking spaced out, going to be looking like you said, a ticking bomb. I like that even better, what you said, LaShawn. But we have to, and there's so many people out there, just like the wonderful LaShawn Dobbs that's here with us today, that actually can tell you her testimony. She has material that you actually can read and be interactive with, that you can go past this situation. And like she said, I love it when she said, to walk in the purpose and the passion, of course, that God has given you to walk it out. And you're going to walk it out. You know, you're going to do it. But we need support. We need encouragement and motivation. And God has put all that here for us, but we have to receive it. Please receive it, okay? Now, you know, time goes so quickly here. I want, well, first of all, I want author LaShawn Dobbs to tell us, you know, any projects or any new things that's coming up. I know you're going to be just slammed with the publishing come, but, you know, I tell people, I don't get overwhelmed. I don't get slammed because when you're in your purpose, God gives you energy that I'm like, where is energy coming from? But it's all from Him.
That is so true. I was just telling someone that today. I was just saying, you know what? When I did the first book, I guess I treated it like a job. So it was like so hard at first. It was like, why is this so hard to get to the computer? But when I began to realize it's ministry, it became so easy. It was like, oh, wow, yes, this was what I was. Listen, God made me to do this. So it's easy now. So that is so true. Wow. I am in total agreement, Dr. Sunday. The next book I actually have coming up is titled Shattered Glass. That will be released the first quarter of next year, of 2015. It's called Shattered Glass, and the subtitle is Picking Up the Pieces After Spiritual Abuse. So that is the next book that I have coming out, yes. Yes, I'm excited about that because there are so many people that are hurting because they have been spiritually abused, and because they're looking at the person instead of looking at God, they have left God instead of just leaving where they were being abused at.
Right, right. And that's what I try to – I had the same conversation today with a young lady, and she said, well, you came from a small church in Alabama, and now in Atlanta you're in the big church, you know, the mega church, as what she called. I said, but you know what? My pastor – speak to me just like he right in my kitchen. I'm like, Pastor, you know every. I mean, he feeds me. So if I always tell people I can't find a church, I say, you know what? Visit the churches, wherever God feeds you, and you would know because that one will actually feed you.
Yeah.
You would say, oh my God, I needed that. Thank you, and you would know because you would be fed at that location.
Yes, yes, you will.
But please do this for me. Kind of give us some last-minute words for encouragement, you know, because we all have been through, you know, we don't want to say the word abuse, but we have been through some kind of, you know, from physical, spiritual, I mean, even emotional, things that we didn't like, I put it that way. But tell us, you know, just some last-minute words, and please, please follow up with how we can support you on the social media network, and of course how we can obtain your publications, and how we can actually send information for submissions. And you know, I want to say this right now. We need to keep this collaboration we have together so we can actually build each other, because I love your spirit. I love building people, and that's my thing. That's why I had to change my name to Platform Builder, because I love connecting people. I love it. And, you know, because I had a funny feeling until we got to the Platform Builder, and I said, oh, I'm home now.
Yes.
But just close us out, please.
Yes. If anyone, well, I know that God has definitely ordained this, and I thank Him for that. But I know that there is someone listening today that has struggled with various forms of abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, no matter where it is that you find yourself at, and you feel like you have no self-esteem at this point. You feel like you have to stay in the situation that you're currently in because no one else is going to want you, because I have two kids already. Who's going to want me? My God, God says to you on tonight that you do not have to stay in the situation you are in. My God, but God says all you have to do, my God, is trust in Him, for He is your provider. He is the one, my God, I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee, says the Lord. My God, from every emotional abuse that you have ever been through, when you look in the mirror, you feel like you're just not good enough. God says that you are more than enough. My God, so God comes to encourage you on today, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you be strengthened on today, that you be encouraged, that you be enlightened, my God, and that you be empowered in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God, my God. God is so amazing. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And we pray for your healing and your wholeness on tonight in Jesus' name, my God, that you would come to yourself, no matter who it was that beat you down emotionally, my God, that you will shake up out of it. If it was your parents, I'm seeing parental abuse, my God, verbal parental abuse, my God, that you would be shaken up out of that thing and know that God Almighty, he is your maker, your creator, and your father. My God, believe what he says about you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You can reach me on social media. My Facebook page is Author LaShawn Dobbs. My website is www.lashawndobbs.com. And my Instagram is Author LaShawn Dobbs. My Twitter is at LaShawn Dobbs, and LaShawn is spelled LaShawnDobbs, LaShawn Dobbs.
Wow, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us on Good Deeds, Author LaShawn Dobbs. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you
and
so much for having me. Prayer.
You're welcome. You guys, you know that, you know I'm about to shout all over, you know me. But you know how to get in contact with us is www.reneesunday.com for all the things we're doing and all the things that God has blessed us with. See you next time. You know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.